Well, we were right about, or you were right about the surprise concert announcement yesterday, Dean.
Yeah, well, really, it was not much of a surprise when they were running commercials all morning, teasing. This is like the genius marketing thing. You know, concert announcements happen all the time. How do we stand out of that crowd somehow? We tell the knuckleheads at the TV and radio stations that it's a big surprise announcement. It's a huge, big surprise announcement. Then everyone will get all excited, like we did yesterday, only to learn that it's Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks who will be at Soldier Field in June. I forget the exact date, but tickets are, if you have a Citibank card, tickets are going to go on sale Tuesday. If you have Verizon, tickets go on sale Wednesday. Otherwise, general ticket sales will go on sale 1 week from today for Billy Joel. He's never played at Soldier Field. He's sold out Wrigley Field 5 times, so that's considerable. But he's coming back. He'll be at the very intimate Soldier Field with Stevie Nicks. And if you're going to go to that show, I suggest you get to your car and try to leave the parking lot now, because that's how long it takes to get out of any kind of parking situation at Soldier Field.
I've seen Billy Joel. He's always great. But I miss Stevie Nicks at Ravinia. I'd love to see her. I really would.
Yeah, I guess I would like to see her.
Try to control your enthusiasm.
I don't know if I'm into, like, the whole witchy thing kind of turned me off a little bit years. I don't even know if she still does that.
June 21st, you know, show.
Yeah, this is my thing. If you're not flying above Wrigley Field on wires, I'm not interested in your concert anymore.
All right, I get
Pink
it.
Pink has set the bar for all concerts for me from now on, who is also going to be at Soldier Field next year, and that one I can't wait to go see.
Are you expecting any surprises at the Golden Globes this weekend?
I don't know what to expect from the... I just don't know, because they have completely reorganized their organization, their voting process. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, a relatively small group compared to the Oscars and many other voting bodies, the Screen Actors Guild or Critics' Choice Awards, a relatively small group. But I'm looking forward to the show. I'm a huge fan of Joe Coy, who is going to be hosting this year. I am so curious to see how he's going to do the show, because in the past we've had Ricky Gervais and we've had Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who, you know, they just look out into the front row and take shots at everybody who's out there. And that's not the kind of thing that Joe Coy, you know, normally does. So whether he's, you know, going to change a little bit, change his stripes a little bit and do something like that, we'll find out. The motion pictures that are nominated for the top prizes of the night on the Golden Globes breaks it up: drama and music or comedy. The nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama are Killers of the Flower Moon, that's the Martin Scorsese movie, Maestro, the Bradley Cooper movie, Oppenheimer, the Christopher Nolan movie, Cillian Murphy, Past Lives is nominated, Zone of Interest, and Anatomy of a Fall for Best Motion Picture, Music, or Comedy. The nominees are Air, the Michael Jordan movie, which I think is one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah.
Complete Sleeper, because it came out so early in the year. American Fiction is nominated. The Holdovers, May December, the weirdest movie of the year, Poor Things, and Barbie, which I expect Barbie to wind up being the winner. And if I'm going to make a prediction, I'm going to say I think Oppenheimer. Well, it could be Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm-hmm. It could be Killers of the, I think Killers of the Flower Moon will win Best Motion Picture Drama.
I'm still trying to clear 3.5 hours of time to watch that, but
well,
I will.
You know, a week from today, it comes out on Apple TV Plus, Killers of the Flower Moon, so you can you know, watch it and pause and stop and go get some snacks and take a nap and come back to it and take a nap and take a nap and go back to it. So 1 week from today, it'll be available for streaming. So I think most people will find that most interesting. That said, I was going to put this in our stuff going on for this weekend, but as long as we're talking about really long movies, did you hear what's going on at the Gene Siskel Film Center this weekend?
It's a big marathon, isn't it?
It's a big marathon. It's called their Long Form Film Fest. Every weekend through February 10th, they're showing movies, but they have to be somewhere between 5 and 7 hours long to see the movie. So 3.5 hours is nothing compared to this. The movie that they're featuring this weekend is a French silent film called The Wheel. It's from 1923. And the running time on that one is 7 hours and 6 minutes. So it's $40 to go see this. Box lunches are available, and they tell you to bring your own pillow when you go to this marathon. It's going on for the next month. Good, clean fun. What a better way to take a nice nap.
You better bring your own spacesuit, which is equipped with illumination tubes, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's true. I think they do take a break, like a half an hour intermission. But if it's a seven-hour movie and they take one intermission, that's at the 3.5-hour mark. So you're right back where you started with Killers of the Flower Moon again.
More and shorter things to do this weekend from Dean coming up after a break. WGN. Doing the entertainment report here with Dean Richards, and one of the cast members of the Mary Poppins movie has passed away.
Dean? Yeah, this is a sad loss. Glynis Johns, who played the mom, Mrs. Banks, in Mary Poppins, has passed away. She was 100 years old. But, man, what a career that she had on television, in the movies, on stage. She was the first to sing the song Send in the Clowns from the Sondheim musical A Little Night Music. Her version of that song is a classic. And from there, Judy Collins and many others had, pop hit versions of that song. But an extremely, extremely talented actress. Lived to be 100 years old, Glynis Johns.
And this is the weekend where people celebrate Elvis Presley's birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, Elvis, I think it's the 8th, right?
Yep.
The actual birthday would have been 89 years old. And I'm always wondering what people who died fairly young, what they would have been like as senior citizens had their life been longer. I wonder what an 89-year-old Elvis would have been like. But there are some celebrations around the Chicago area, including the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts tonight, and then the Hard Rock Casino out in Gary, Indiana, tomorrow. The show that is called the Elvis Tribute Spectacular, which features tribute performers, what we used to call Elvis impersonators, representing different eras of Elvis's life. So if you're an Elvis fan, you want to kind of relive all the memories, tonight at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie, tomorrow night, Hard Rock Casino in Gary, Indiana.
What else is on your weekend list?
Got some music, including blues legend Wayne Baker Brooks. He's at the City Winery on Sunday. We've got the legendary guitarist Albert Lee, also Sunday at the Space in Evanston. A lot of Tony Award-winning musicals are winding up their runs in the Chicago area. They've been running for the holiday season, but lots of them extended into January, including Hamilton, which will be winding up its run on January the 28th. The incredible Carole King musical, Beautiful, is at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. That's going to be closing on Sunday. Out of the Paramount and Aurora, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is just getting rave reviews from everyone who has seen it. That's there until January 14th. The Northlight Theater is doing Dial M for Murder, the Alfred Hitchcock murder. That closes on Sunday. And then we've got some comedy. including Pete Corielli at the City Winery on Saturday, Preacher Lawson out at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday, podcaster and comedian Sam Talent is at Zany's in Old Town through Saturday, and at the Comedy Vault in Batavia, Maya DiGiorgio is performing this weekend. And if you just want to, you know, get the kids out of the house to do something this weekend, they've got some special things going on at some of the museums, including the Art Institute, which includes an exhibition of Picasso. 60 of his drawings are on display at the Art Institute through April the 8th. And if you have not seen this Pompeii exhibit, which is at the Museum of Science and Industry, it is so fascinating. Some of the actual relics which were recovered after the disaster at Pompeii. That's going to be closing on January the 15th. Boy, I sure know how to have fun with the kids, taking them out to see a big Pompeii exhibit.
Hey,
Uncle Dean.
Little education.
Uncle Dean.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
Who's Picasso, Uncle Dean?
What's your favorite movie for the weekend?
Oh, man, there is a movie that's opening this weekend. It opened like in two theaters a couple of weeks ago, but now it's opening wide. That's called All of Us Strangers. That is, I wouldn't exactly call it a feel-good movie, but ultimately it is. It's actually kind of a sad and introspective story about a loner, whose parents were killed in a car crash when he was 12 years old. And for all of his life, he felt alone. He felt like he never had a chance to say goodbye. You know, lots of things that people feel when loved ones are suddenly taken from them and they never had a chance for some closure on the whole thing. Well, this particular story is a fantasy drama where this guy goes back to his childhood home frequently, and he believes that he sees his parents. He sees and is able to talk to his parents. They are the age at which, when they were killed, he is now an adult. So he's actually older than his parents, but is resolving many of the issues that he had with his parents and saying some of the things that he wanted to say to his parents that he never got a chance to say, and his parents getting a chance to say things to him that he never got to say. It's a really touching story, really sort of beautiful story, but it is a little bit painful. It is a simple and beautifully made story with Andrew Scott, who played Moriarty in the BBC Sherlock, as the main star. He's so great in this movie. His co-stars on the film include Paul Mescal, who was nominated for an Oscar for the movie After Sun a couple of years ago. Also, Jamie Bell and Claire Foy. This is like watching a play that will take you to some uncomfortable places you may have been in your life, but leaving you with some hope. It is soulful. It is touching. This is a beautiful, beautiful movie. I gave that a Dean's List A.
What's the name of that again, Dean?
It's called All of Us Strangers. All of Us Strangers.
Sounds great.
It's it is rated R. You know, there are, you know, a couple of scenes that are a little bit on the adult side, but really, really thoughtful and touching movie. All of the Oscar movies are out there right now. We talked about the Golden Globes and, you know, what's going to be nominated. That's going to be on Sunday. So Monday morning when we get together, we'll recap the whole thing. As I like to say, I watch the award shows so you don't have to.
Thank goodness. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Dean.